It might be a stretch to say that World Cup fever has been sweeping Northwest Arkansas, but it does seem the 2014 championship has captured more attention here than previous tournaments. The U.S., despite the valiant efforts of one Tim Howard, eliminated earlier in the tournament by Belgium in the round of 16. But thousands of people in Northwest Arkansas are still following home teams. And for Ozarks at Large, Sarah Burningham tried to catch up with as many of them as possible to tell us what it is to be a fan far, far from home.
In England, we call it the beautiful game. Despite the fact that England's performance at recent World Cups has been less poetic, more pitiful. Sometimes it can be hard to describe the significance of this tournament to Americans who are just coming to follow the game and their team with a greater passion. It's kind of like the World Series, the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, and the Olympics all rolled into one. A single sporting religion for countries where soccer is called football, and football goes from tribal team allegiance to national pride, and collective huge, huge disappointment for all but that final 11 who raised the World Cup. So I've been talking to World Cup fans from far and wide, now living in Northwest Arkansas, about how they've been holding on to their soccer heritage here in the natural state. Antonio Caldera and his family are originally from Mexico, now living in Lowell, and I had the privilege of catching some of the Netherlands-Mexico game on their back porch. Festooned with Mexico flags and hosted dozens of friends and family, ranging from babies to grandparents, Caldera says, "It's a classic tailgate."
We try to do it like the American way, you know, like when you go watch a football game, like American football, you know what I mean? Like going to watch the Razorbacks, you know, that they do tailgates. That's usually what we do, you know. We gather out together, you know, get a bunch of people. We bring some food, you know. Every family brings a dish, you know, and we just hang our flags, you know, and cheer and wait until Mexico score. Is this place gonna get crazy?
And then it happened. Mexico scored, and it did get crazy. Caldera said they'd be following the World Cup all the way to the final.
We're soccer fans, you know. I believe in my team, but, you know, if they don't make it through the next round, I mean, I'm still going to watch games, and we're still going to get together here, you know, and watch games.
Joost Leben's wife Eva and three kids are Dutch. They moved to Bella Vista in January, and they've been trying to recreate their World Cup experience as expats.
The World Cup is very important for Dutch people. We all dressed up in orange and celebrate and sing all kind of ugly songs. Usually we watch either at home with a bunch of friends, and we rebuild the whole house such that everybody can see and have the best spot in front of the TV. Or we watch in a pub and the whole pub is orange and we're drinking lots of beer. Here in the US, obviously people don't celebrate as much as the Dutch is back in the Netherlands. But the first game we watched with colleagues. The second game we watched also with colleagues, but that was actually during work time, so nobody really watched. And now today, best 32 against Mexico, we're sitting in a Mexican restaurant. Where were a lot of Mexicans watching angry at us if the Dutch almost score.
And as for those ugly songs, aka soccer chants, Boris, Lucy and Joost give us a flavour.
Campiona! Olé! Campiona! Campiona!
Hold on, tip! Hip! Hold on, tip!
Hold on, hip! Laat de leeuw niet in zijn hemdje staan.
To Pharrell's on Dixon Street in Fayetteville next, where I found a large cohort of 50 or so Brazilians in fine voice out singing and outnumbering the sole Colombian there.
Colombia, Colombia, arr. My name is Felipe, I'm from Colombia.
And why are you in Arkansas?
I'm studying at the university. I have been living here just like 8 months.
Is it hard to be away from home during the month?
Yeah, I know, and with all these people in here, I'm the only Colombian in the bar, so yeah, it's kind of hard.
Tell me what it's like when you're home. What does the World Cup mean in Colombia to Colombians?
It's like a party, though. Like right now, my family, all of them, they met, like they get together. They have barbecues, they drink, they party. So yeah, it's like we live the World Cup as a family.
And football, because Americans are starting to get into soccer more and more, but it's not the same. What does football mean in Colombia?
Well, Colombia is like a passion. It's like something, like you're born with it. Like in here, I play soccer every day. At Lewis Field, I don't know if you know that. Like, yeah, we play with a lot of Americans, like from Arkansas. Yeah, people from Arkansas play too.
But you brought your shirt.
Yeah, I brought my shirt. My friend too. Yeah.
So you're wearing a Colombia shirt. Where are you from?
I'm from Ethiopia. I'm supporting my friend.
Javers, I'm from Brazil. I'm studying here at the University of Arkansas, and I'm going to be here for 1.5 years, and we're enjoying the World Cup here, so yeah, it's an amazing time, yeah.
My name is Douglas Pereira. I'm from Brazil. I'm actually studying at the University of Arkansas, and the same thing that Jefferson said. I'm enjoying the World Cup.
It must be hard to be away from home when the World Cup is in Brazil.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, it's really hot. It's really rough for us, you know, like, yeah, we're trying our best, you know, but, you know, like, it's really hard. We are glad that we have a lot of Brazilians here, and, you know, like, we're just trying to have fun and really good, though, yeah.
Have you been watching all the games in here? And
yeah, almost all of them,
all
yeah.
Games here. Yeah.
Huh?
Do you have drums here? Drums?
No, we just have a trash cam, and we're trying to do our best, so.
So, guys, together, give me one chant, like, one Brazil-like song, like, you would sing.
One Brazil song?
One song for your team.
Eu sou brasileiro.
Jorge Rojas, I am from Costa Rica. I arrived for Arkansas 3 weeks ago. And I am the only person from Costa Rica in Arkansas, I think, because I don't meet other person from Costa Rica. But I watched the soccer game with my friend over there in the crops. It's a kind of club, yeah? In my dorm room too. I don't know, it's my friends here are supporting Costa Rica, even though I am the only person here from Costa Rica.
You're like their sole representative.
Yeah, here in Costa Rica representing.
Gisela Hershovitz is from Argentina. She was transferred to Northwest Arkansas with Procter & Gamble 2 months ago. Since then, she's been busy getting her husband and 3 daughters settled in their new home and following the soccer, of course. She says back in Argentina, the whole country comes to a standstill for the World Cup.
If it is a weekday and you have to go to the office, most of the offices like we'll stop doing things and just play the TV and provide the cafeteria for everybody, so you can gather with your workmates and watch the soccer team. Also, you can go out from the office earlier and sit at your house with your family. And what is most fun is like being on the weekends with your friends and watching the sports with your friends. So you gather all together, you put a big screen and just see the match.
She's managed to find fellow countrymen and women here in Northwest Arkansas, and they've been getting together for all the games.
We gather all together in a house, and we were like 40 people watching the game with a big screen. All the children with something from Argentina, their face painting or flags, whatever, to cheer up for Argentina. So it was very fun. I hope that on Sunday we can win. It's the first time, you know, in many years that we are in the finals. So I hope that Argentina is going to win and everybody cheers for Argentina.
So, Northwest Arkansas, Pick a side. Germany versus Argentina this Sunday, 2 p.m. I think I'll head to Gisela's house. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Sarah Birmingham.